This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, October 20th, 2016 AD. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The third presidential debate last night focused slightly more on the issues than the personalities of the combatants. Donald Trump criticized Hillary Clinton on her support for late-term abortion and added that late-term abortion is, quote, not okay with me, unquote, as it would allow the, quote, ripping of the baby from the womb, unquote, after 9 months of pregnancy. Clinton responded, saying, quote, government should not make that choice, unquote. Donald Trump registered his concern about voter fraud, and he would not commit to accepting the election results come November. Trump won the interruption contest in the debate, cutting in 35 times to Hillary's 11. Proverbs 12:5-6 says, the plans of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Donald Trump promised huge tax cuts, and several conservative think tanks are estimating his tax and spending plans would add another $5 to $7 trillion to the national debt. Clinton's tax increases and spending plans would also add at least $1 trillion of debt. Tens of thousands of Iraqi Christians have left their homeland for Syria because of intense persecution. However, their condition in Syria has not proved to be much better. The U.S. State Department has rejected their pleas for sanctuary. The Worldview spoke with Juliana Tamarazzi, founder and president of Iraqi Christian Relief Council, about the decline of Christianity in Iraq.
The Assyrian Church, which is the original church in Iraq, was founded or was planted by St. Thomas the Apostle himself and St. Thaddeus and Bartholomew. So this is how old our Christian history goes back to the first century AD. And the churches that you see being destroyed, we've had over 120 of our churches in Iraq be destroyed since 2003.
Juliana gave an encouraging report on the faith of believers amidst this persecution.
The faith has grown stronger. We were in Iraq a few months ago and in Jordan, and they all told us, the refugees and internally displaced people have told us, that because of the Islamic State, our faith has grown stronger. We would rather die than give up Jesus Christ.
Juliana also gave a call for the Western Church to pray for and support the persecuted church.
As they're returning to their homes that they've held on to, at least in their mind's eye for so long, for 2.5 years, there's a new heartache that is waiting for them because they're going to go back to destruction. So we, as a Western church, are even more obligated to embrace these people in our Christian love, in our Christian embrace, and help them emotionally, help them financially, help them just to rebuild their families, rebuild their communities.
To learn more, visit victimsofisis.org. Iraqi and U.S. forces are closing in this week on the ISIS-held city of Mosul. According to reports from Fox News, ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is believed to be holed up in Mosul. Liberation of the city would be the biggest blow to the Islamic State to date. One of the most important pro-life measures of the last 50 years will be debated in the U.K. House of Lords on Friday. According to Christian Today, Lord Shankwin's Abortion Disability Equality Bill aims to strike down two major sections of the UK's original Abortion Act of 1967, which allowed for murder of unborn babies with disabilities. Psalm 82 says, give justice to the weak and the fatherless. Maintain the right of the afflicted and the destitute. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. U.S. District Court Judge Reed O'Connor has reaffirmed a nationwide ban on the Obama transgender school bathroom policy, ruling against the Obama administration's request to lift this injunction. According to evidence obtained in a video sting investigation conducted by James O'Keefe's Project Veritas, Democrats have been bird-dogging and inciting violence at Republican events across the nation, including Trump campaign rallies. The videos reveal activist and convicted felon Robert Kramer leading a group of consultants ostensibly hired to help Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Party. What would you do with no arms or legs? Nick Vujicic has neither, but has not allowed his circumstance to render him unfruitful for Christ. He has seen thousands come to Christ across Eastern Europe as he preached the gospel, according to a report from Christian Headlines. Nick gives all the glory to God. He says, quote, "With me in my life, I know that there are people who can get encouraged to see how God can use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet. But I wanted people to know that I am not a superhero. It is not about me or how well I speak or articulate. It is the Spirit of God. It is an active relationship with Him." Unquote. The Apostle Paul suffered, but the Lord told him, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." 2 Corinthians 12. And that's the world view on this Thursday, October 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.